following is a presentation of the OHL Fanboys Podcast.
Fusée hurlement, Leoski sont champions de la Coupe du Président.
For the fourth time in their history, the Guelph Storm are Ontario Hockey League champions!
For the second time in franchise history, the Prince Albert Raiders are Western Hockey League champions!
Live from the Donair Capital, it's the OHL Fanboys Meet the Halifax Herdcast at the 101st Memorial Cup in Halifax. Here are your hosts, Steve McLean, Jordan Peckham, and John Strobridge.
Welcome to the OHL Fanboys Meets the Herdcast at the 101st Memorial Cup presented by Kia. I am Steve McLean, high atop the Scotiabank Center after the Prince Albert Raiders just dropped their second game of the Memorial Cup to the Rouyn Noranda Huskies by a score of 6-3. Sitting here now with the play-by-play voice of the Sarnia Sting and aficionado of a lot of things OHL at his 20th Memorial Cup, it's Terry Doyle. Terry, thanks for taking some time out post-game.
Hey, no problem. It's been an interesting game here that we had here, and PA in a little bit of trouble right now, but Rouyn Noranda certainly getting that all-important victory.
I would say, even though this ended up as a three-goal deficit or a three-goal spread, this was probably the most entertaining game of the tournament so far.
Absolutely. I think we saw the trend of the other games where teams had taken two-goal leads, where we saw Halifax against Guelph, for example. We kind of knew in the last 10 minutes. This one just sort of got away from PA a little bit. I think it looked like we were back and forth all game. We were sitting around here thinking overtime, and are we going to break curfew tonight, for example? Because, you know, with these 8 o'clock local starts, makes for some late nights as it is, then add overtime to that. So all of a sudden, Rouyn said, oh, all right, you guys go to bed.
Yeah, and a big bounce-back game for them. But a bounce-back game, I thought, overall for the Prince Albert Raiders, I'm sure it doesn't feel that way right now, but they played much better tonight than they did on Friday.
Well, they did, and I think for me, always watching this tournament, it's interesting to see when a team comes in, playing the opening game against the host club, that no matter what happened with them in their playoffs, the joint is jumping. And certainly this building, you don't have to give them any encouragement to have the joint jump, and it's always difficult to come in and play against the home team to start the tournament. And then you have those 2 days off. And 2 days off like that on the road, and I've seen this over the years, sometimes teams get a little stir crazy if they don't go and do something. But I think it showed that Prince Albert, the coaching staff, the management, dealt with them, and the players prepared themselves very well. They didn't look sluggish, because we see that sometimes, that teams come in after the 2 days off near the start of the tournament and just don't have their legs under them. But a good job on the Prince Albert crew to come out here and play a strong game.
As I mentioned, you're the play-by-play voice of the Sarnia Sting, but unfortunately for you, I mean, I guess you'd be a bit conflicted if Sarnia does make it to one of these one day, but because you do a lot of work for the league. We see you on the draft shows every year. We see you doing a lot of things for the league, and you're here at the Memorial Cup every year. You were mentioning to me before the interview, this is your 20th Memorial Cup, and the first one, at least as part of the media, was here in Halifax.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Actually, I did some coverage in Peterborough in 96, doing some sort of behind-the-scenes television work as well there, but then indeed 2000 came out here, and that was of course here in Halifax, and every game, every tournament since. I was bored here the one day, started running numbers of how many games in a row, and it's been a whole lot. It's over 160, I think it is, which it's been a fun way to see Canada over the years. The networking, as you know, you deal with people that you only see at this tournament every year, and you think literally coast to coast from here in 2000 and back here out to Vancouver and many points in between across Canada has been great for this tournament. And for me, sure, during the course of an OHL season for the regular 68 games, I'm in Sarnia, but as you know, I'm also, you know, involved with the OHL with various projects and, you know, with the overall television coverage with various markets. So for me, it's obviously having my hand in many aspects, not just one team that I'm doing TV play-by-play for.
We saw you at the fan breakfast yesterday. I see you at the fan breakfast every year. Got to ask, I saw you walk away with at least one bobblehead. Did you get anything else?
No, just this year was the one bobblehead. If you remember last year, somehow I ended up with like seven. I think there were two different raffles. You know, it's the old, you take your tickets, put them in the little raffle cups. I ended up winning, I think it was a Don Cherry giveaway from Calgary or Red Deer, probably Calgary, I believe. And then I ended up with this set of Red Deer Rebels bobbleheads of like Matt Dumba and a whole bunch. Basically, think of the big names that have come through Red Deer over the years. I somehow ended up with all of them. I'm not really sure how. I know where they are. They're sitting. They haven't left the box yet at my house back home in Sarnia. But, you know, I've gone, the first one was 06 in Moncton. I went to that one and have gone to most of them. Not all, but most of them ever since. Certainly, as, we know, around junior hockey, it's regional, but it's those people then who are the diehards, I will say, of junior hockey. We see them, no matter what rink you're in, it's those people that then come to the Memorial Cup quite often every year, and it's, I think Rob Falls used the term, the lifeblood, the backbone of the CHL and junior hockey is the fans, and absolutely, without them, this doesn't happen. You have your regional home fans, but for people, I compare it, and when I talk to people who don't understand junior hockey as much, I compare it to sort of a Grey Cup situation, where we know Calgary fans, for example, go to every Grey Cup, no matter where it is. We see that here with the group in junior hockey that goes no matter where the Memorial Cup is. So, I usually make a point to certainly help contribute to the fundraising there, open up my wallet a little bit, but also have some fun, a little networking at the breakfast.
Absolutely. It's become a great event. And as I mentioned yesterday, $9,350 raised for that event this year. I think that's the third highest of any Memorial Cup. A couple that broke 10. So good job for the people of Halifax and everyone that came out to that, yourself included. With this, the OHL has already played two games in this with the Guelph Storm. They're on tap again. Tomorrow they'll be facing the Prince Albert Raiders, who we now know will be fighting for their season. When you're at these Memorial Cups, obviously you're kind of more focused on the OHL side of things, I'd imagine. What is it you're exactly doing with the league here as far as the coverage is concerned?
Well, for me, it's sort of a presence thing, doing some social media and video updates as well, just sort of the idea that obviously from an online standpoint and with the Your TV standpoint, people are sort of seeing that presence and knowing, okay, following what I do from a coverage standpoint as well. And, it's also for me coming to these events, it's the networking side of it that works 12 months a year. Where you're at these events and, FaceTime with people, not, of course, Apple FaceTime, but you know what I mean, face-to-face with people, and that then comes in down the road. We're certainly seeing that from an opportunity as well. So for me, it usually depends who's here each year, depending on what role. For example, with Hamilton here last year, I was filing more television stories. I will be filing a story back home as well this week on one of the Guelph players as well, so working on that in the next day or so. So beyond that, it's sort of depends who is here, but yeah, it's a little catch-all. Over the years, the old broadcast news, which was the audio wing of Canadian Press, and we're doing updates for them, and when Peterborough was in Moncton in 96, we were doing a whole lot of daily sportscast stuff because I was working at the station in Peterborough back then, so many things over the years, even a national sports network on radio that has now gone belly up. I was doing updates. They launched about 3 weeks before the Regina Memorial Cup in 2001, and I was doing daily updates for them for a couple for that tournament, and I think they went belly up about a year and a half later, but they're still sort of back in another way, so I'll leave the name out for now. But from that standpoint, it's certainly over 20 years doing a lot of various things at this tournament.
You mentioned, because obviously in Sarnia, you're with what is now called Your TV, was Cogeco. What you mentioned doing a lot of stuff for Hamilton last year, because they're not technically Your TV, but they're affiliated with them in a big way. Do you have more duties when it is a Your TV team at the Memorial Cup from the OHL, about the, I believe it's 7 or 8 of them in the OHL?
Yeah, absolutely. The Hamilton station, Cable 14, is actually owned by a combination of Cogeco and Rogers, and then a smaller company as well, and Cogeco actually has the majority share, so they are shown there. So absolutely, they sort of run under the Cogeco / Your TV look, we will call it, for their broadcast. People that have seen the Hamilton broadcasts have that same look as the Your TV side as well, so filing some stories back for them. I even go back to, for example, when Oshawa won, the big story there was Ken Appleby, and he's from North Bay, and North Bay, our Your TV station there, does a daily newscast, so filing stories there leading into or coming out of the tournament, and of course the championship game as well, with both Ken and his mother, who was right there on the glass near where Ken was tending goal. She was right there on the glass in Quebec City for that victory, so certainly filing stories back that have those ties to the local stations.
We just, you mentioned goaltending parents. We know Anthony Popovich's parents, quite high profile. They've been to all 93 Guelph Storm games this year, recently retired. The Guelph Storm, of course, I've got a little bit of bias towards it. We all know that. But, they've looked pretty good so far this tournament. Not a great game yesterday. But first of all, you must be one of the many that are surprised that they are even here, because about a month ago, this didn't look like it would be possible.
Surprised with the route they took? If you told me at the beginning of the playoffs they were going to be here, no, that wouldn't surprise me. But the fact they took the really scenic route to get here, that's the thing. Going
they
down
took the Cabot Trail on the way here.
Absolutely. They took something. They went, I don't know, they went through Washington, D.C. and then turned north or something like that. But, yeah, to go down 3-0, then go down 3-1, then to go down 2-0 against Ottawa. And, of course, in the final, going down 2-0 in Ottawa, okay, those are the road games. They always say you're never in trouble in a series till you lose at home. In this course, in the first round, or in round two and round three, they did lose at home. And I think that's the big surprise, is the route they had to take to get here. But, you know, credit the resiliency. I know that became the code word with them. And I remember the story hearing with George Burnett talking to Isaac Radcliffe and Nick Suzuki during that London series to say, okay, you guys are from London. Do you want to go back here or come back here in the summer and, you know, be reminded about losing to the London Knights? Or would you like to come back here in the summer about knocking off the London Knights and coming back and pulling off quite a comeback? And using that as motivation, because I'm sure they could imagine that coming back, and with all the hockey connections around London and the NHL guys that come back, and, you know, a lot of the Knights guys that hang around there during the summer, I'm sure they didn't want to be reminded of that. So good on George to use that as some motivation, and then Radcliffe and Suzuki rallying the rest of the troops. But, you know, the Storm had some bad luck in January with all the injuries. They got a little bit of good fortune in the playoffs with two goaltenders going down, with Prosvetov from Saginaw and then Michael DiPietro from Ottawa getting hurt. But that's the nature of the beast. The bounces go your way sometimes. They don't go your way sometimes. They got a bounce or two, and you still have to take advantage of them. And full credit to the Storm, who took the circuitous route to get here, but full marks and a well-earned OHL championship.
As I mentioned, they had a great opening game on Saturday against the Huskies, and then not so great yesterday against the Halifax Mooseheads. I know, as a Storm fan, you know, you ride those highs and then you feel the lowest of lows. And after yesterday's game, they were 1-1 and still better than two other teams, but it still felt really, really bad. And wondering, man, can this team come back? But we've seen them have games where they look unbeatable, and then see them have games where they don't look very good. I'd imagine, you know, coming into this Memorial Cup, I said I couldn't pick a favorite. All teams seem so good. They've still got that shot at it, but has there, now that every team has played two games, is there any team to you that stands out as a favorite in this? Obviously Halifax is got the good road right now, being at 2-0, but yeah, and the home crowd on their side, but all teams seem to have their weaknesses, but their strong points as well.
And you know what? I wouldn't put anybody head and shoulders. And, you know, coming into this tournament, you look at the fact that Prince Albert and Rouyn Noranda were two of the top teams in the Canadian Hockey League, in the top 10 through most of the season. But then, so be it. Guelph, of course, the way they played in the second half and all the moves and the playoffs. And then, yeah, you're right, Halifax at home, they go to Game 6 of their league championship series. I still think this tournament's completely up for grabs. Sure, Halifax is in the driver's seat to get the bye to the final, depending on what happens Wednesday night. But after that, once again, I would still say, from a grand scheme of things, you know what, this tournament is completely up for grabs. And as we've seen it now, just because you get to the bye to the final isn't necessarily the automatic situation it was many years ago. Now that we have a day off, which I know now we've had it for a while, but still having that day off between the semifinal and then the final, we go back to London in 05. After that, they did put that break in. I think that made a big difference.
Yeah, we could, you know, talk about that day off. We could talk about when, you know, some teams didn't like not having a day off, including that last time in Halifax, which maybe we shouldn't bring up. But I was going to ask, you know, now that you have been to 20 of these Memorial Cups in a row, any big major standout moments for you that you look back on as fond memories of this tournament, or just being here every year? Anything that really just stands out?
Oh, there are plenty. And, you know, first of all, it's the people you deal with, both, you know, from the volunteers, media, organizers, you name it, even the shuttle drivers and everything like that. Very memorable for me was in this building. And from where you and I are, I was on the other side of, you know, the press area, but watching that team, the roof was just, you know, exploding off of this place as that Mooseheads exciting team that they had with Brandon Reed and Ramsey Abid and big players then. And then some guy named Brad Richards stole the show for the Rimouski Oceanic. And there was the Barrie Colts team of 99-2000, which we could be here and do a whole five more podcast editions just talking about that 99-2000 Barrie Colts team. Google it. Trust me, there's a lot to read about them. And I think you look at that, that's certainly very memorable. You go through, there was long overtime games, of course, in London in 05 with Crosby and Corey Perry. And then yet Danny Battaccio steals the show for the Ottawa 67s in a double overtime win. And I think there are just so many I could go through over the years where just, you know, a lot of exciting hockey. And as I say, just a great way to see the country. I know I'm looking forward to next year in Kelowna, because that 04 tournament, the hockey was not very good because it was the end of the the trap hook hold era where Kelowna was winning games 2-1 on about 28 shots, but the city itself, I remember where we stayed, a few of us had rented a house, for example, right on the beach, so that was a lot of fun as well. So I think you do definitely go through the years, and, you know, that's a great way to see Canada because these cities are also putting their best foot forward. It's not like two or three people or you're just going as a family somewhere as a tourist. Places are putting on a show. And definitely to take all that in, it makes it for such you know, such great memories of this tournament. And certainly I could go down the list and pick out many more memories, but you know, those are some that definitely stand out.
I know everyone was telling me, I was not here in 2000, but everyone's saying Halifax is a great, puts on a great show. And so far this week, I think that that's been the case. It's been fantastic job by the organizing committee here as we move forward towards the end of the round robin here. Terry, thank you so much for taking some time out after the game here as the crews work on the ice in the background and get ready for tomorrow's tilt between the Guelph Storm and the Prince Albert Raiders. Thank you so much, Terry.
When the edger comes on the ice, that's the hint they want us out.
The lights are going to shut off soon, so we better get out of here. When we come back, myself and the Herdcast boys will wrap up tonight's game and we'll see what they think about Halifax not clinching their spot in the final yet.
Into the line, tried to make a pass. Dobson intercepted, makes a nice move. Dobson got it to the front of the goal. They score! Tyler Hydam tucks it in after a great play from Noah Dobson. Huskies lead late.
From an offensive perspective, Noah Dobson has been really quiet so far, but he recognizes how big the moment is.
Welcome back to the OHL Fanboys Meets the Herdcast from the 101st Memorial Cup here in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Presented by Kia.
Presented by Kia.
Ugh.
Are you, I mean, does this Memorial Cup, does this Memorial Cup mean more to you guys now, knowing that that the cars are at stake here?
Not really, because the moral of the story is my father runs a Chev dealership. So,
oh, there you go. you guys are a little bit down, I guess, tonight. The Prince Albert Raiders lose 6-3 to the ruined Noranda Huskies. So the Huskies now at 1-1, Prince Albert at 0-2. But, of course, the story coming into tonight for a Halifax perspective was that had the Raiders won, Halifax would have gotten their bye to the final. That obviously has not happened, so you guys got to wait at least, well, I guess you won't find out for sure now until Wednesday night.
So two things there, Steve. First off, we may be down, but it's probably because we're hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you can't get too upset over something like this happening because ultimately you'd like to control your own destiny.
Correct, and Halifax still does that. It's not like, I mean, yeah, the Raiders winning tonight would have been a nice insurance policy for you guys going into Wednesday, but bottom line is you win Wednesday, you still get that finals bye anyway.
We are the only team that controls our own fate for that, right?
Pretty, yes. Entirely,
everybody,
yeah.
Everybody else needs other things to happen.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Huskies kind of control their own fate in the sense of if they beat you guys, you know, they've only got the one game left, and if they beat Halifax on Wednesday, and they do it by, well, it also depends on what happens with Guelph. But if they beat you by more than five on Wednesday, or five or more on Wednesday,
then I'm selling the rest of my Memorial Cup.
There you go.
I'm
going to go
to limb here, Steve, and say
that's not happening. Happen. I'm just saying, if Guelph were to win and the Huskies win by five on Wednesday, they would go to the semi. So they kind of control their own destiny.
By five. This isn't St. Yeah. John versus Erie. We talked about this, right?
Yeah, we did.
Talking about this earlier.
Not a 12-5 game there.
Not going to be a 12-5
no,
game.
No. So, yeah. No.
Actually, let's just stop here for a second. Usually at the Memorial Cup every year, there's a blowout. We haven't really seen a blowout.
No. Because, I mean, tonight's game was 6-3 as a final score, but I think you guys would agree, this is, as a neutral fan, too, this was probably the best game of the tournament so far.
I would agree.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
Well, yeah, the first two periods, I thought it was fantastic.
I wouldn't really consider myself a neutral fan still at this point, though, when the Huskies are involved. Like, tomorrow night I'll be a legit, like, neutral fan.
Yeah. And I shouldn't say, but as just from the hockey, like, this was a close game tonight. It was back and forth, like, until the Huskies, you know, got those two kind of quick goals in the last 5 minutes. It was a pretty good game. You're rolling your eyes. I guess you're not thinking that. You got a counterpoint?
No, you know, I just thought it was tremendously sloppy. I didn't think it was a great game. I know what the Huskies are capable of, and I know they're a legit champion.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Albert, to this point, to me, has not looked like a legit champion.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought they looked a lot better tonight, but then again, than they did on Friday, but then again, that bar was set so low with their performance Friday. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean, they came out Friday and they laid an absolute egg. Mm-hmm. Like, they just didn't play. And Halifax did play well Friday. But I think tonight, especially in the first period, like, when they came out, you know, Rouet had that quick goal that just kind of come flying out of nowhere. It looked like it was right off the goal line. It was just a rocket of a shot. But then PA really turned it on.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, they went up 2-1, and I was just like, they looked fantastic. Yeah. Even in the second period, I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they had flashes at least.
But after the first period, it was 2-2, but it should have been like 4-1 for the Raiders,
yeah,
right? Like, it seemed like that.
Definitely, yeah, for sure. For sure. Everything you're saying here is right, but I still... I just can't, like...
I talked to Patrick McNeil, and he thought, at one of the intermissions, I think it was second intermission, and he said he thought their defense looked a bit sloppy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
In the words of Jordan Peckham, no question.
No question.
Yeah. Now...
And that's not a knock on their forwards.
Yeah. Well, hey, Noah Gregor ended up being named the first star tonight despite a 6-3 loss. I mean, it was...
He was unreal.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I don't know if I'd go as far as unreal, but, like, he had a solid game.
Compared to the rest of his team, he was unreal. Yeah,
fair enough. Like, he had a good game tonight. It's unfortunate for him that the rest of his team didn't. But what did you guys... And I know, again, there's that bias there. And there, you know, first of all...
Listen, I can give Rand Duran an interdo.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you guys think of the Huskies game tonight? Night after a not very good game against Guelph on Saturday.
They're still better than what you've seen tonight.
Yeah.
They are definitely still better. No question. Yeah. I mean, they dominated this league.
I hope Wednesday night they play like they played tonight.
Because we can beat that.
You can beat that. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
I can't even get the words out. They have not had a... Their best game here so far in the tournament has not been better than their worst game against us in the President's Cup.
Not really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's say their worst game during the President's Cup is like a 10. Just for argument's sake here, was a 10. What would you rate tonight's game as for them?
Compare it to their worst game?
At the President's Cup.
6.
I was
really
say six
that
well.
that much worse. Eh?
They are so much better than what you guys are seeing.
Yeah,
and that's so much better.
And that's another reason why we really wanted Prince Albert to win tonight, just to vindicate, like, wow, Randa really put himself in a hole in this tournament.
Yeah,
right. But obviously, it didn't happen. So
I wanted the satisfaction of knocking them out Wednesday. That was my thing. I really wanted that.
I know back in 2014, we had that same position. We got to knock out London and make them go 0-3, and we went 3-0 at the same time. And that was we ended up losing the tournament, but that was a nice, like, kind of secondary prize, I guess you could say. And we had already beaten them in the playoffs that year, too. But now this would mean even more, I think, for you guys because you lost them in the final. But, you know, and then you can really prove it's like, hey, we deserve that. Even though they'll still always have this President's Cup from this year, you'll always be like, yeah, but, you know, we've still beat you. We are just as worthy of that banner as you got that they now own, right? So, that being said, now you just said they have clearly not played their best game yet. Are you guys nervous going into Saturday or into Wednesday, I should say? Because obviously this is a battle of they're 1-1, you're 2-0. You obviously control your own destiny here. You win and you're going to the final. But is it one of those, like, do you think they're going to come out just as hard? Because I would imagine Wednesday is going to be unreal. I know we're kind of getting ahead of tomorrow, but still.
No. I think you're going to see the most structured game of the tournament because these two teams know each other like the back of each other's hands. I mean, the systems obviously are going to play a factor into it. The matchups, you know exactly what to expect.
Especially with Rouen being the home team.
Yeah, they get the last change.
Yeah, getting last change on our ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fast game. You're going to be in for an exciting game.
But depending, like you said, not to get ahead of ourselves, but depending on how tomorrow's game shakes out with Guelph and Prince Albert, then, you know, you're going to be looking at the... well, what do we need? What don't we need? Type scenarios,
and,
right?
Yeah, and here's a scenario now that the Raiders are 0-2. We were kind of talking about these scenarios before today's game, but now it's that little bit more clear now that we have tonight's result. You know, if the Guelph Storm win tomorrow, and then the Huskies beat you guys on Wednesday, we've got three teams at 2-1, and the Raiders would be going home. And then at that point, it all comes down to goal differential. And as we mentioned, you know, basically, if you guys were to lose on Wednesday by just one goal, you still get the finals bye. But if you lose by 2, 3, or 4, Guelph gets the finals bye. And if the Huskies were to win by 5 or more, then they get the finals bye. It gets really convoluted, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, going into tomorrow... you know, this is the Q versus W game. This is the O versus W game. This is like the Tuesday at the Memorial Cup is always the two teams not from the host league. So the fans are kind of almost not invested in a sense. These are two teams they don't know that well. As Halifax fans, like, do you want Guelph to win tomorrow because it kind of gives you that extra? Again, a little bit more insurance for Wednesday in the sense of you guys can lose by a goal and still get the bye. Because if the Raiders win, that means whoever wins on Wednesday gets the bye.
I would definitely rather see Guelph win. One, because fuck the WHL.
Some WHL hate going on here.
Why not, right?
Like the WHL champs have now lost 12 straight Memorial Cup games.
That's crazy.
It's not really hate either on Prince Albert. Like, I really genuinely wanted him to win tonight.
Yeah.
Like, not just because it was meant good for us, but I just really wanted to see him to beat Ryan Aranda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really did. And I wanted to see good hockey from them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and while there was, I'll say, 50% of that was, you know, that's what we got tonight. The other 50% was not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So it just kind of sours you on them a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, that. You kind of broke our hearts a little bit tonight, truthfully.
Yeah.
I'll be cheering for Guelph tomorrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That bit of reassurance.
I got to say, though, that had to have been the most pro... Well,
I just want to say, just think about it this way, though. If Guelph wins tomorrow and then we lose to the Huskies by 2, then we have to play the Huskies again in the semifinal.
And if you beat the Huskies twice.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is...
Well,
if you beat them once, you're already through to the final. So it doesn't matter if you play them in the final. You play them in the final. But I don't want to be put out of this tournament by the Huskies.
No.
Like, that's the worst case scenario.
You don't want to be out of this tournament, this period, point. But...
No, I
know. If you're by the Huskies, though, that is the worst
case. Would it be... Like, obviously, you don't want to lose in this tournament, but I guess it would... If you got to lose to someone, you'd rather be the Raiders or the Storm than
absolutely.
The Huskies. Yeah,
it'd be worse than losing the President's Cup on home ice.
Yeah,
because after still having the emotion from that and adding the Memorial Cup onto it,
it's just like they almost again they times two be in. Yeah.
But again, if that happens, then the Moose did it to themselves.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Right. You talk about all these scenarios about you want to cheer for Guelph because of all the you know again it gives you that little bit of an insurance for Wednesday, but. At the end of the day, it's like, you know what? Screw what the other teams are doing. You guys got to win. Because if you go out and win on Wednesday, hey, you control your own fate. You go 3-0.
Yeah.
And who would have thought you guys would have gone 3-0? I mean, you guys mentioned you didn't think you'd go 2-0. I know you guys have faith, but at the same time, it's
we
just
have
like,
over faith, of course.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
You know, the boys can win anything as far as we're concerned. But
just you know, it depends on a lot of things, you know. Depends on the ice, depends on the referees, depends on, you know, who's healthy and who's not.
You just got to keep pushing forward. On Wednesday night, you can't look back because past time
is past time. Yeah, boy. Way to sneak that one in there.
I'm just saying, they apparently did a lot better job shoveling the ice tonight. I'm not sure if you saw it, but...
Once again, I don't notice those things. So.
Yeah,
I'll have to watch the replay.
Yeah, So tomorrow night we got the Raiders and the Storm. It's going to be obviously I'm a lot more emotionally invested in that one than you guys will be. Actually, one last thing I wanted to talk about tonight's game though. That had to have been the most pro Prince Albert Raiders crowd. Even than more in their own home games because they play
probably in history.
Well, no, because and this is to not knock the Raiders fans back in PA, but they play in a barn that only holds like 3,500 people. Yeah. They had like 7,000 cheered for them tonight.
Oh, yeah. I saw when those Let's Go Raiders chants were going.
Yeah.
I saw the guys on the bench turn to each other and smile.
Yeah,
right. Like they were,
and they knew the deal. They like, yeah,
that was loud.
They knew the deal. Like they knew that you guys were cheering for them, because obviously if they won, then that helped you guys. So I did find it a little funny, because it's like, man, they're cheering for you now, but you know, if it got to a point where the Raiders, you know, came back and you had to play them in like a final or something,
I would be the happiest man alive.
Yeah, there you go.
The Raiders, if I had to pick a team to play in the finals, yeah, we'll take Prince Albert.
You're taking Prince Albert right now.
Well, based on honesty and based on their play up to this point, obviously, but. But then if they turn around now and rattle off three in a row, you know, if they win tomorrow and then they get a tiebreaker in the semifinal, and then, like, who are we to say, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, they're a good team. Like, I'm not going to sit here and run them down because they've had a couple of bad
games. They won
the
league for a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, you know, I don't know. No question.
Yeah. It was just very odd. I don't think I've ever seen a Memorial Cup home team crowd cheer so much for like a team from one of the other leagues before. It was pretty crazy.
Halifax fans are definitely emotionally invested in this team, and we talked about it during the President's Cup playoffs, during the finals, how we weren't getting our full crowds, and you know, there was some Memorial Cup, you know, reasons. One of the reasons was, you know, people were waiting for the Memorial Cup. Mm-hmm. So there's people who probably watch from afar the Mooseheads do well and then get, you know, knocked out by Rouen in the finals, and now they're like, okay, well, we're out for blood now. We didn't get to witness this, and we're here now, and we're cheering loud, we're cheering proud, and we need our boys to hear this, right?
Uh-huh. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, obviously how tomorrow goes, because really Wednesday is when we will find out now. Obviously, it could have been decided tonight who got the finals bye, but regardless of what happens tomorrow, we will not know until after Wednesday's game who's going to get this finals bye. Now, it's been several days. You were talking about you sound maybe a little bit more down because you're hungover as opposed to the Raiders loss tonight. This is, you know, you've been to a Memorial Cup, obviously, before, Johnny, back in 2013, but you know, this is your first one at home. We've gotten into the sauce a little bit, as they might say. I want to know, are you starting to hit that wall yet?
Oh yeah, like we talked about earlier there, like after Friday's game on Saturday, I was just like walking wounded, right? Like,
yeah.
I was.
We were on a complete emotional high Friday night. You know, you play as the host team. It's my first Memorial Cup.
Yeah,
you know. Big junior hockey fan, so to see it for me, it was huge. And then having, you know, that huge crowd, everybody was pumped. And then Halifax puts up a great game, a 4-1 win against, you know, the champion team of the WHL. So you just, it's not even like I was physically tired, excuse me, from drinking or anything. It was like emotionally just strained on Saturday. Yeah. And then I had a game that, you know, didn't really mean much to me. You know, game number two was Rouen and Guelph, I do believe.
Yeah.
It was nice to see, you know, Rouen lose, but I don't know. Yeah. I hit a bit of a wall that day as well. But I think you just have to space it out. We learned we can't get drunk every night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, like, obviously, if you're listening to this, you can tell that I'm pretty horsed up.
You've been throwing back the halls all day.
Yeah, so for the last couple hours here, I mean, I sound even better than I did, like, 4 or 5 hours ago. Like, last night, you know, just to go back to, actually, to go back to Friday, you know, you had a good concert. Matt Mays is there. Everybody's enjoying it. You're at Street Fest. The weather's okay. You know, you saw everything that's going on in FanFest. You're excited for that. So you're really pumped before you even go to the game, just based on the festivities and everything that's going on around you.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then, so we take all that in. We get a super high. You know, like Jordan said, the Mooseheads, a great win. And then you get emotionally drained and you just, you know, you hit the reset button and have a day where you're just like, okay, everything's going flat and we're calm and we're going to be okay. And then you have a day off. And then the next day, you're back at it again because Mooseheads are playing again.
Yeah.
And they have another great game. And you're drinking. And then the Stanfields, who are a great band, open up that night. And I do this weird thing where if I'm listening to a band play or a singer sing, when I'm singing, I try to sing like the singer.
Yeah. And you're not just humming along.
The guy who sings for the Stanfields is pretty gravelly, like, you know. So I really killed myself yesterday. I got drunk twice yesterday, no question.
That's the thing, we got drunk twice.
You know? So,
one to remember.
Yeah. Hashtag one to remember.
Hashtag one to remember, or like I said, hashtag one to forget.
Yeah. Hashtag one to forget.
But anyways, you know, now we got 2 days to just...
Well, that's the thing. It'll be Wednesday. It's going to be the exact same thing. We know we're going to end up drinking. We know we're going to be on an emotional roller coaster. So now we get, like Johnny was just about to say, we got 2 days where we just got to...
Well, and also, as well... You know, the outside world life is going to kind of go on. Like, I know you know, you got the week off, Johnny. Jordan, you're back to work, though.
No, I got
Oh, you got the week off, too. But the life around you, you know, like your kids are going back to school. Because since Wednesday, like, it's been a long weekend, right? We've had, you know, four nights of hockey. And, you know, everyone's talking about hockey. But then the people around in Halifax here, it's like, hey, tomorrow's just a regular day. The Mooseheads aren't playing. People are going back to work. People are going back to school. You think tomorrow is going to be kind of like another draining day, especially with this game tomorrow? Probably, I mean, it does have a little bit of impact on the Mooseheads, but not nearly as much as every other day of the round robin.
Yeah, I don't. It's going to, the Scotiabank Center is definitely going to be more muted tomorrow night, I think, just for all those reasons you listed. And really, the average fan doesn't understand how this tournament works as far as its intricacies for... Yeah.
Goal differentials and stuff.
Right, stuff like that. So really, I mean, really, like we said, it don't matter what happens tomorrow. Wednesday night is the key game for us.
Yeah. Right.
So, and I mean, most people know that. So if somebody's leaning one way or another, Guelph, Prince Albert, tomorrow night, I think it's just going to be just like a, yeah, whatever.
Who cares, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares for you guys?
So, but I had people sitting around me that didn't understand how the game worked. Who had season tickets. Yeah, you know, like, I guess we're cheering for the W team. It was like, yeah, if they win, we go to the finals. Like, no way. It was like, yeah. A lot of people don't understand.
Well, and I've had people at these games ask me before. It's like, you know, so do they have a shootout at the end of this or something? Like, it's like, no, it's like regular playoffs. Like, yeah. This is going to be, you could have triple overtime, which we were looking, like, until the Huskies kind of pulled away there right at the very end, it looked like we were maybe going to get some overtime tonight. And like, these games are late to begin with, like, with the 8 o'clock starts, and then, of course, it being all on national TV, you get all the damn TV timeouts. Like, by the time we record, you know, usually, you know, in all honesty, we're recording back at the house tonight, and usually we record post-game at the rink. By the time we get back to the house, it's like midnight, and it's just like, geez. And now, of course, you know, you're talking about your kids going to school, you got to get them back home, and so it makes for kind of a busy schedule for us.
Yeah, it does, but that's not really going to impact us too much because, you know, with the wife, like, she's a good help.
And, yeah,
obviously, I mean, she's got two night shifts.
Yeah, she's all right.
So I have to get up and get the kid. You know, Logan looks after himself, but I got to get Cash to school and then I got to pick him up, and then we're right back to the games. But we're used to that because that's usually what happens when the Moose are playing a regular weeknight game. You know, it's like,
yeah,
all right, guys, you know, when you come home, you got to find your jersey, you got to get the tickets, you got to get blah, blah, blah. So
I'll throw this one at you, too. You know, as hockey fans, I remember you when I first started coming to this tournament, it's like, man, I want a tiebreaker so bad. I want 8 straight nights of hockey there before you get the one day off and then the final. Would you guys probably wouldn't be, from what I've seen, you'd be okay with nothing against Prince Albert, but it's like you'd be okay with them going 0-3 and us having to avoid going to the rink again on Thursday, or are you kind of hoping we get a tiebreaker?
I hope it's a tiebreaker. Yeah. I want to soak it all in personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, it makes my life a whole hell of a lot easier if there's not one.
Because yeah. Because
Logan's got to go to his high school what's it called? The high school orientation.
Yeah, orientation, yeah.
He's going to a new school next year, so I don't really want to worry about them. And you know what? If we know that we have not a tiebreaker Thursday, Wednesday night is going to be a banger. Like, it's going to be a gong show here.
Yeah. Well, it might be already anyway. Like, if Prince Albert...
That's supposed to be yeah, bud.
That's what I mean. Like, if Prince Albert wins tomorrow and there is... Yeah, if Prince Albert wins tomorrow and there is a tiebreaker... You guys are still going to get crazy if Halifax wins on Wednesday.
We bought 2 36 packs of beer.
That's 6 dozen beer.
That's 6 dozen beer. And if Halifax wins,
yeah,
is it 6 dozen beer? No, it was 9 dozen beer.
Oh, 36 is 3 dozen.
Yeah. Oh, 36. Sorry, yes.
I'm worried about the beer supply. After this case and the other case, there's only three cases left.
We will have to go back to the liquor store for other things.
And for you fanboys listeners out there, if you heard our little segue into Steve coming down here at the end of their last actual episode, it took us 45 minutes to do that 30-second spot because me and Jordan were just teetoed, like doe-eyed.
Teetoed.
Like, yeah. There's no other way. Drunk. So, you know, no other way to describe it. And that's probably one way or the other going to happen again on Wednesday. So if we can have a full day off Thursday, not only that, we still got things that we want to do with you. We want to take you to Peggy's Cove. Yeah. You got to have a donor.
I have not had a donor yet. No. How does that happen?
We want to go to Peggy's. Have a day where we can just go do stuff, yeah. Different things. Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, we heard a well, sir. You got an extra bit of well, sir, now going on with you today.
Yeah, I know they don't pay for this, but lids. We were in there today because they had a great deal on Moose jerseys. Mm-hmm. 3 for $200.
I bought one.
I got another one. And so anyways, when we were in there, they were stitching somebody's head up. And I thought, wow, you know, because when I bought my new Moose heads head a couple weeks ago, it, like my old one had Moose heads on the back. Well, this one has nothing. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird.
It's nothing. It's a full back hat, but there's no writing or anything there.
Right. So I was like, oh. So I said to the girl, I said, can you put anything on the back of this hat, even though I didn't buy it here? And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. What would you like? And I said, well, sir.
Well, sir.
So I have a well, sir hat now.
A well, sir Halifax Mooseheads hat. That is insane. That is kudos to you.
And I actually, there's people who don't even listen to the podcast, I'm sure. And I heard like somebody 2 or 3 rows back, and I go, well, sir.
Oh, no, it's becoming a thing. I mean, Garrett McDonald said, well, sir. Right? I mean, it's.
I think last night's podcast, there was a lot of Welsers going on.
There could be a lot more Wednesday night.
Oh man.
I know we keep jumping ahead here and we're trying to keep things like on track and stuff, but it's a big, like, we're Moosehead. You got to keep in mind, like, this is
we're a big Moosehead fan. Yeah. We care. We truly care. Yeah. We're emotionally attached.
I mean, and we've talked about that, and I guess I shouldn't downplay the fact at how emotionally invested I am into tomorrow's game, because obviously, you know, Guelph, thanks to the Raiders losing tonight, we still have that slight chance of getting the finals by, which I really want, obviously. Who doesn't want that, right? Yeah. And even if you guys win on Wednesday, I still want us to win that damn game against the Raiders tomorrow, because we don't need to start getting into a funk here after we had a really good opening game. Right. I need our boys to come out really hard tomorrow night and get themselves a good win. You know, the Raiders aren't nearly as fast, I think, as the Huskies or the Mooseheads are, so I think they have a shot at it. But Ian Scott, like, I know he's had a rough couple of games, but I know how good he can be, so I'm still kind of nervous about that. I'm really, you know, I shouldn't say I'm really nervous, because I know Guelph plays beyond tomorrow regardless, but it's just like, man, we got to avoid that tiebreaker game at all costs, because only two teams have ever played a tiebreaker game and won the Memorial Cup. And I know Guelph has had a historic year as far as making it hard on themselves, but let's, you know, if they want to make it hard on themselves and play a semifinal, I can maybe live with that, but let's not play a fucking tiebreaker, boys. Like, come on. Let's get the Raiders out of this, because then, of course, if they lose the Raiders tomorrow night, they got to play to the Raiders again on Thursday, so, because that would be the tiebreakers, Guelph and Prince Albert. So I'm really invested into tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. Of course, you guys are looking forward a little bit more towards Wednesday, but we'll be back here tomorrow after the Raiders and the Storm, and should be a good night.
All right.
Well, sir.
You've been listening to the OHL Fanboys Podcast.